So most of us have already seen Sharon Osbourne on the talk celebrating male sexual mutilation. But we should ask ourselves why. Why do women in the form of Sharon Osbourne and the largely female audience, and even the women on Facebook or out in everyday society find this funny? Why can they laugh about this incident and be so shocked and horrified, for example, at the concept of, say, clitoral mutilation of women in some parts of Africa? To be fair, what happened in this situation is far worse than clitoral mutilation. In no uncertain terms, this man's penis was severed and destroyed in a garbage disposal. Female victims of genital mutilation designed to suppress her feelings of sexual pleasure can still engage in sex. This man is now simply missing the parts necessary to do so because of the actions of Catherine Becker. However, either scenario sounds repulsive to the average everyday man. The first words that you think as a man when you hear about female genital mutilation are thoughts of disgust and a lack of comprehension as to why anybody would want to do such a thing. Now, I'm going to go out on a limb and say that the vast majority of men find the practice of female genital mutilation to be repulsive, which is why we also have a hard time wrapping our minds around why, on a talk show that is designed to cater towards the majority of American women, with the specific purpose of attracting the viewership of as many American and Western women as possible, to the point that those who designed this show and the advertising agencies who extensively research exactly what women want to hear and see on these type of talk shows, why is it okay to brag, laugh about, and ridicule a man that is a victim of sexual mutilation and violent sterilization at the hands of a woman? Now, these talk shows can't deviate very far from the general female consensus, since it would alienate the target of the show, which we know to be women. What we have here is a monumental slip-up in the human female psyche. What was displayed by Sharon Osbourne, the gleefully entertained, mostly female studio audience, and the mostly female viewership that runs into the millions without a doubt, was an anti-male, anti-masculine animosity that is possibly innately characteristic to women. It's much more than the phenomenon that we know to be penis envy. Penis envy is a misleading term, as it focuses this innate female animosity for the male onto something purely irrelevant, such as male genitalia. It has nothing to do with male genitalia and everything to do with the hatred and misunderstanding of male beauty. And no, I'm not referring to physical male aesthetics here. I'm referring to the cold, calculatory exceptionalism and intensity that males and only males have demonstrated and continue to demonstrate over and over that has led to the immortalization of the male mind as the pinnacle of human accomplishment. The male human mind, the male human thought process, male human expression has triumphed as the shining ornament of humanity. It has earned its praise, it has earned the attention and fascination it receives, and it stands unapologetically in the face of misandrists as the crowning achievement of our species. And every time you cross a bridge, or look at a cruise ship, or admire some other technological feat, you're reminded of it day in, day out. And that is what male beauty is. And unfortunately for females, the best they've been able to achieve in comparison is a few years of rapidly fading, briefly remarkable female external beauty between the ages of 16 and maybe 35 that they didn't have to work for. And this, of course, is innate to females as well, but as the animosity I speak of has demonstrated, it's not good enough to them. Females are not content with their beauty, they want ours. They can't have it, and they hate men for it in a suppressed, passive-aggressive way most of the time. But this time, on the talk in front of millions of people, and now recorded for the rest of human history on the internet, they let that animosity slip for a few revelatory minutes so that everyone could see the American female without her pretty little mask. We could all see the monster that feminism has created. We witnessed the end product of the cultivation of this internal innate animosity in women that feminism has encouraged and fomented. Since this innate hatred in women, this jealousy of male beauty is usually repressed, its expression, when we do see it, when we're fortunate enough to see it from women like Sharon Osbourne in such clarity, the expression of it is erratic and expresses itself in a way that reflects the only beauty women are capable of understanding, physical beauty. Physical beauty is the only beauty they can understand, and what is the main physical manifestation of the male form? It's the male genitalia, and that's why they can laugh about it, because they believe that they have in at least one man destroyed the male beauty that they hate. These women are a bunch of self-convinced inferiors that hate that which they believe to be superior. i.e. men, and they're rejoicing in the belief that they have deprived one of their superiors of his superiority. And the irony of it all is that one of the defining moments in the formation of manhood is one in which we learn just exactly what it means to be humble and to accept the fact that there will always be people, both male and female, that will be better at us in something without having to harbor any jealousy or suppress hatred towards those people. You know, I'm glad this evidence decided to show itself because it's indicative of a very sick, demented, and dangerous side of female nature. And it allows us to remember that behind their pretty little dolled up faces can lurk pure, concentrated evil, and that's exactly what men need. Constant reminders that all that glitters ain't gold. A society that tolerates this type of rhetoric is, and I mean without a doubt, due to experience explosive episodes of violence from the segment of the male population that is just on the cusp of psychopathic behavior. And that is not, and I repeat, is not any personal threat of violence from me in any way, shape, or form. It is simply a prediction, a rather safe one in my opinion, of violence to come. Violence, especially unpunished violence, begets more violence. It really is that simple. That's all I really gotta say on the subject.